This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
House State Affairs will come to order. I'd like to welcome everybody that's here this morning, and I'd like to welcome everybody who's listening on the internet. Just have a reminder that everybody needs to shut their cell phone off, or if they would like to give $50 to the governor's new habitat issue, why, just leave it on. Give us your cell phone number. We'll call you, and we'll make it all happen. So it's up to everybody that's here. Okay, with that, I'll have the secretary call the roll.
Representatives Anderson,
here.
Dennert,
here.
Diedrich,
here.
Goodwin,
here.
Gosch,
here.
Hansen,
here.
Haugard,
here.
Jensen excused, McCleary,
here.
Peterson,
here.
Smith,
here.
Beal,
here.
Quam,
here.
We have a quorum, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, approval. I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
Right. Moved by Goodwin, seconded by Dennert. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. I'd like to remind anyone who wants to testify that they need to sign in. Make sure any lobbyists are wearing the appropriate badges. And if you have any handouts, we'll go through the pages. And all testimony and questions will be addressed through the chair. Our two pages this morning are, well, you come up and introduce yourselves. I don't need to introduce you. Glad to have you.
My name's Peyton Mueller, I'm from Yankton.
And my name is Caden Mooney, and I'm from Watertown.
Okay, glad to have you here this morning. Anyone have any introductions that they'd like to do this morning? Seeing none, we'll get right into our calendar. We're going to change it up just a little bit. We're going to start out with HCR 1001, supporting the governor's efforts to fuel the state fleet with premium E30 fuel. Do we have any proponent testimony?
Good morning. This is really an exciting time for me because this is an important thing for us to be part of. The governor, when she gave her first State of the State, she talked about something that's near and important and dear to our farmers, and that's supporting the governor's effort to fuel the state fleet with premium E30 fuel. I think it's very important that we pass this, and I think it's important that we have it. And basically what she's saying is that she wants to transition the state vehicle fleet into the use of the premium E30 fuel.
Did you introduce yourself?
I might have, but I don't think so. My name is Carl Perry. I'm District 3 and in the House, and that's Brown County. And I probably get a little bit too excited about this because I believe that when we have a chance to represent the people of this great state of South Dakota, especially our district, it's really exciting to be able to come alongside someone that's stepping into her new role as our governor and be able to endorse what she's doing is also very important. And that's why I'm here this morning, is just to answer any questions that you may have. I think you know a lot of the things about it. E30 doesn't do anything different to an engine than the regular gas. The difference is, the bottom line is, when you're looking at the profits on it, the profits, instead of going to Saudi Arabia or some other location, they're going to our farmers here in South Dakota. And I believe anytime we can do something to help our ag industry and to help our country, that we should.
Okay. Thank you very much. Do we have any other proponent testimony? Seeing none, do we have any opponent testimony? Okay, if not, I will open it up to committee questions or action.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have an amendment.
Okay, we'll just give a second for them to get it handed out.
Thank you. Thank you.
Representative Anderson, is that 10010A?
Correct. And
go ahead and speak to the amendment.
Okay, I'll just kind of rephrase it at first. On page 2, line 5, strike the words, "in all her efforts," and insert, "and instructs all state agencies." That's the motion.
Second.
Who seconded down there? President Peterson? Okay.
Comments?
Good with comments.
Okay. Simply the reason for this is, as we look at our rules for the House and what a resolution is capable of doing or what qualifies as a resolution, it needs to, and that's why I used exactly those words, it needs to instruct a state agency. And that language was not in there, and my apologies to you, Representative, for not getting to you before, but we kind of just came up with this about 3 minutes ago. So in order to make this resolution fit our rules, I think that minor word change was necessary, and so that's really all it does. Thank you.
President Gosch.
Thank you, and I appreciate bringing this amendment. And just for the record, to make this fall under the concurrent resolution rules, that's what we're doing here. So that would be subsection 2.
Okay, we need to do the amendment then with a voice vote. All in favor of the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carried. It has been amended. So HCR 1001. Any more comments, questions, or actions on HCR 1001? Representative Dennard.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would move do pass on HCR 1001.
Second.
As amended.
Seconded by Representative Gosch. Any comments?
Yes. I want to thank the good representative, my district mate from Brown County, for bringing this to our attention today. As someone who has used E30 quite a bit in my own vehicle and using it right now, I've seen basically no change in fuel economy, and it's almost always cheaper at the pump. So I view it as something that is a good thing for our state fleet. So I would urge a yes vote on the do pass.
Any other comments? Okay, seeing none, I will just make a few very brief comments. I want to thank the good representative for bringing this as well. It's a big deal for the farmers in South Dakota. It's a great product. I had the opportunity when I was president of the Corn Growers Association back in the 90s to really get ethanol started, and it's been a favorite of mine for a long time. So thank you very much for bringing this. And with that, the secretary will call the roll. Either vote yes or no.
Representatives Anderson.
Yes.
Dennert.
Yes.
Diedrich.
Yes.
Goodwin.
Yes.
Gosch.
Yes.
Hansen.
Yes.
Haugard.
Yes.
Jensen excused. McCleary.
Yes.
Peterson.
Yes.
Smith.
Yes.
Beal.
Yes.
Quam.
Yes.
12 ayes and 1 excused.
Motion passes 12-0 with 1 excused. Okay, we will move on to HB 1057, revise the definition of a test for the purposes of public accountancy. Is there any proponent testimony? Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Kyle Shanefish, representative for District 19. HB 1057 revises the definition of a test to conform with the Uniform Accountancy Act, which was adopted by 49 of 55 state government and other licensing jurisdictions. And our efforts are currently underway to adopt that in other states as well that haven't done that yet. In ATS services, assurance is provided to third parties who rely on reports issued by CPAs. And 1057, the definition is updated to say examinations, reviews, and agreed upon procedures are covered by statements on standards for attestation engagements. Currently, only examinations are explicitly covered. The definition is important to ensure that these services are done by licensed CPAs, as they have unique licensing, educational, and regulatory requirements to comply with. As a CPA, you might say, I can attest to having to follow those requirements as I, took the CPA exam and have continuing educational requirements to take every year. A couple days ago, the AICPA requested that we make some minor changes in the language, and there's an amendment to do that. I ask for your favorable consideration of 1057. Thank you.
Any more proponent testimony?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Nicole Kasson, South Dakota Board of Accountancy, Executive Director. We're just here. We did speak with Representative Shane Fish in regards to this bill, and we are in support of it, and we ask for your favorable consideration.
Is that with the amendment?
With the amendments.
You're supportive of the amendment
we
as
do.
Well?
We okay. do, yes.
I don't know if we did or not.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman,
Good
members
morning.
Of the committee. Larry Mann, I'm the registered lobbyist for the South Dakota CPA Society, and I think I have visited with most of you before the committee, and we're clearly in support of the bill and the amendment. The amendment makes some changes that were found in other places in the code, and it's just making that language the same as it was in the original bill.
Okay. Very good. We probably just as well. President Peterson.
I'd move 1057 YA.
Second it. Any discussion on the amendment? Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Bill is amended. Is there any more proponent testimony? Seeing none, is there any opponent testimony? Seeing none, there's no need for rebuttal. Is there any questions or commentator or action? Representative Anderson.
Mr. Chairman, I move due pass as amended.
Seconded by Representative Beal. Any discussion on the motion? Okay. Seeing no discussion on the motion, all those in favor say yes. Opposed, no. Secretary will call the roll.
Representatives Anderson.
Yes.
Dennert.
Yes.
Diedrich.
Yes.
Goodwin.
Yes.
Gosch.
Yes.
Hansen.
Yes.
Haugard.
Yes.
Jensen excused. McCleary.
Yes.
Peterson. Smith.
Yes.
Beal.
Yep.
Quam.
Yes.
12 ayes and one excused.
Motion carries 12-0 with one excused.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Gosch.
Move consent.
Move consent by Gosch, seconded by Haugard. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. We move consent. Okay. We are on to SB 35, revise and repeal provisions regarding revocation of occupational licenses. Do we have any proponent testimony? Good morning.
Good morning, Chairman Cole. Sorry. Good morning, Chairman Cole, members of the committee. My name is Graham Wee, and I serve as legal counsel for the Plumbing and Electrical Commissions. Senate Bill 35 was introduced to revise and repeal certain sections of the plumbing and electrical chapters to reduce repetitive language and make the chapters easier to read. It also gives the electrical and plumbing commissions flexibility when a licensee has committed a law violation or has been subject to disciplinary action in another jurisdiction. Currently, the only disciplinary action available to either commission is the revocation of a license. The grounds for revocation for plumbing are violations of the commission's rules, the plumbing code, local ordinances, and aiding and abetting unlicensed work. Similarly, the grounds for revoking an electrical license is failing to perform work in accordance with approved standards. This means that if a licensee has committed a crime of violence, like a burglary, kidnapping, or robbery, neither commission would be able to take any action against the licensee. The licensee would be able to offer services and enter residential homes without having to disclose the past crime to a customer. However, even when a licensee has committed a crime of violence, it may be more appropriate to limit the licensee to non-residential jobs as opposed to outright revocation that would prevent the licensee from being a working member of society. This bill allows each commission to refuse to issue, suspend, revoke a license, or limit the scope of practice of a licensee under certain circumstances. These circumstances are when an applicant fails to comply with the laws, rules, local ordinances, or adopted code governing their practice, fails to notify the commission when the licensee or applicant has had issues with his or her license in another state, when the licensee has aided and abetted unlicensed activity, and when the licensee or applicant has been convicted or pleaded guilty or nolo contendere to a crime of violence. These changes allow each commission to take appropriate action to address concerns that affect the health and safety of the public. In addition, this bill repeals, revises, and combines sections of code in order to reduce unnecessary language in sections. I ask for your favorable consideration and stand by for questions.
Okay, thank you very much. Is there any other proponent testimony? Any other proponent? Seeing none, is there any opponent testimony? Any opponent? Seeing none, there's no reason for rebuttal. Are there any questions? Resident Peterson.
For the gentleman from the commission, how do these situations get found out? Are these plumbers, electricians subject to what kind of checks, I guess? How do these things get brought to light?
Usually unlicensed activity or will be found out just as inspectors. So each commission has inspectors that go and inspect different works that are permitted. When they drive around, if they notice a new construction, since they have certain areas, they might know that, might check in and stop on that construction and see if they pulled a permit if it's not familiar to them. As far as violation of local rules, that's what the inspections are for. Usually, most of the time, when a violation is found, the contractor will just fix it because it's just an inadvertent error. As far as issues in another jurisdiction, from time to time, when someone new applies, they will do checks on the other license to make sure it's in good standing in the other jurisdiction. As far as being convicted or pleading guilty, we have the benefit of living in a small state, and when someone commits a crime of violence, usually there's a news story on it. And also in their application, we ask these questions when they come up for renewal.
Follow up, Mr. Chair. So you're saying that they have to check a box on their application if they would, I mean, are they self-reporting that they've been a felon in the past, or how does that work?
I do not have the application right in front of me, but we would start requiring that. Right now, that is not a reason to deny their license. So,
okay. Thanks.
Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a couple of questions. The first is, who makes up the commission?
Each commission is, they're defined by statute. Certain ones for the electrical commission have to have certain roles. They either have to be licensed at some level in the profession. For the electrical commission, they have to work for, their one position has to work for a utility. One has to work in education of some sort, and then there's some lay members, and those members are appointed by the governor. Similarly, with the plumbing commission, and I apologize, Mr. Chair.
That's fine.
And similarly, with the plumbing commission, the members are also selected by the governor, and they fill out certain roles. Three are industry members of some level of licensure, and then two are lay members. And one is a member from the Department of Health.
Mr. Chairman, can I ask another question, please?
Yes, you may.
Thank you, and thank you for that answer. Do the licensees under this bill have a right to appeal the decision of the commission to a circuit court?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Yes, it would. And any license revocation or suspension would have to follow the procedures of Chapter 126. Once the commission makes final decision on that, then they would have a right to appeal to circuit court and then to the Supreme Court.
Thank you. Any further questions? Thank you very much. Okay, I will. We will stop public testimony and move on to committee discussion and or action. Representative Diedrich.
I would move to pass.
Second.
Seconded by Representative Haugard. Any discussion on the motion?
Mr. Chairman, it's...
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think it's important that there is a procedure whereby the commission can either modify or suspend or revoke licenses when they learn of these things that put our public in danger. And so I think they have the right bill to make that process happen. Okay. That's why I urge your support for it.
Okay. Any further questions, comments? Okay. Seeing none, we will move on to voting. Motion to do pass. All those in favor say yes. Opposed, no. The secretary will call the roll.
Representatives Anderson.
Yes.
Dennert.
Yes.
Diedrich.
Yes.
Goodwin.
Yes.
Gosch.
Yes.
Hansen.
Yes.
Haugard.
Yes.
Jensen excused. McCleary.
Yes.
Peterson.
Yes.
Smith.
Yep.
Beal.
Yes.
Quam.
Yes.
12 ayes, 1 excused.
Motion passes 12-0 with 1 excused.
Chair.
Representative Dennert, move consent by Representative Dennert, seconded by Representative...
I'll object.
Object, okay. No consent. Okay, we will move on to SCR 5, commending Senators John Thune, Mike Rounds for their votes to confirm Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the United States Supreme Court and wishing Associate Justice Kavanaugh well in his new role. Is there any proponent testimony?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My remarks will be brief. I bring to you today SCR number 5, a resolution giving commendation to our two United States senators who in 2018 voted to confirm Brett Kavanaugh to the United States Supreme Court. This resolution is factual and accurate and in an abbreviated way describes the compelling events of late September and early October that gripped the country and brought about intense media attention. Again, I believe it's accurate in every way and I urge its adoption. I'll stand by for questions and again, State Senator Jim Bolin, District 16, representing the furthest southeastern portion of the state. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Representative Gosch.
Mr. Chair, with your permission, I'd like to move to table in order to keep adjacent to our rules 6A-1, subsection 2.
Is there a second to that? Okay, that is a non-debatable motion. Is that a voice vote? Or we need to?
Roll call.
Roll call. Okay. With that, the secretary will call the roll. Yes for the motion. No for the motion.
Representative Anderson.
Yes.
Dennert.
Pass.
Diedrich.
Yes.
Goodwin.
Yes.
Gosch.
Yes.
Hansen. Haugard.
Yes.
Jensen excused. McCleary.
Yes.
Peterson.
Yes.
Smith.
Yes.
Beal.
Yes.
Dennert.
Yes.
Quam.
Yes.
12 ayes, 1 excused.
SCR 5 is tabled 12-0 with 1 excused. With that, we come to the end of our calendar. I would entertain a motion to adjourn. Moved by Goodwin, seconded by McCleary. All in favor, adjournment, say aye.
Aye.
Post same sign. We are adjourned.